Uyraysa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Chaf Aleph Amin Aleph. We're holding on Chaf Amin Beis by the beginning of the Gemara on the bottom of the Amud. So he mentioned in the Mishnah that if a person sleeps inside of a sukkah underneath the bed, he's not Yaitzi the Mitzvah. Frak the Gemara, Valeka Asara. The Mishnah doesn't say anything about the bed being 10 Tefachim tall. So if the bed's not 10 Tefachim tall, so why is that Mafsik between him and the Schach? Says the Gemara, Tir Gemara Shmuel V'mita Asara. Shmuel said it must be our Mishnah is talking about a mita that's 10 tefachim tall, even though the Mishnah didn't speak it out lehedya, but that's obviously what the Mishnah is talking about. Says the Gemara now, Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah Noilois, Echad Char Shecharu Mayim, whether you have a hole, a crevice, that's made from water, you have a pile of rocks in the water, and the water makes a crevice into it, Ay Shratzim, or Shratzim eat away at the rocks and make a crevice, Ay Shachalasim Malachas, or salt eats away at the surface and makes a crevice, V'chemid Bakavanim, or let's say you have a pile of rocks, and it's thrown down, and then there's a crevice that is created, V'chein Saver Shalkairais, or you have wooden beams that also they're put down, and in a way that there's a crevice that's created. In all these cases, these crevices, as long as it's a tefach, so mahil ala tumah, that's considered an oil ames, and if you have tumas mace in that oil, so anything else that's in that oil is going to become tameh. All these crevices is considered an oil. Rabbi Huda Aymer kol oil sheinu asu bidei adam eno oil. However, the shita of Rabbi Huda is that all these cases it's not considered an oil, because Rabbi Huda's shita is that an oil is only an oil if it's made bidei adam. It has to be made by a person, and Rashi adds it has to be also with kavana. It has to be made by a person with kavana. Being that in all these cases it either wasn't made by a person, or even in the last two cases where it was made by a person, it wasn't made with kavana, so it's not considered an oil. Lenin tumas meis. My time with Rabbi Huda, what's the reason, or the makar rather, for Rabbi Huda, that an oil has to be dafka made by the Adam? Says the Gemara, Yalef oil mi Mishkan. He learns it out from the Mishkan. Ksiv hachasayis atayra Adam ki yamas ba'ayol. It says regarding Tumah the word oil. Uksiv hasam, and it says by the Mishkan, v'yifres esa oil ala Mishkan. It says oil by the Mishkan. Ma'ala halim bidei Adam, just like over there, the oil was put onto the Mishkan bidei Adam by a person. Afkan bidei Adam, so too the Tumah, the oil, with regards to Tumah, it has to be an oil that's made by a person. V'rabban an oil riba. However, the Tanakama, who learns that it could be an oil even if it's not made by a person, they say that the pshat is because being that by Tumah, the Torah constantly says the word oil. It says oil, oil. It says it a few times. So we learn out from there a riboy that any sort of oil is considered an oil, even if it's an oil that's not made by a person. Frak to Gemara now, you're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda holds that an oil that's not made by a person is not an oil. V'sav Rabbi Yehuda ko'ol she'inu asli b'di adam in oil. Is that really true? Or Minu, I'll bring you a brayso which says otherwise. It says regarding the paraduma, the chatzeros hayubnuyos beYerushalayim al gabi asela, that they used to build these chatzeros on top of rocks that were there from sheishes imei abreishes. So presumably there was no mace buried underneath them. Still, they would put these chatzeros on top of them, the tachteim chalal, and they would make a chalal of a tefach separating the chatzer from the racks, but because of the far-fetched chance that maybe there is a mace buried underneath, so in this way an oil is created that would be mafsik, that the tumah wouldn't be matam anything on top of the chatzer. So now, umeviyah nashim ubarais v'yoldesham. They would bring ladies who were expecting, and they would give birth over there in these chatzeres. Umegadleis b'neim sham lapara. And they would raise their children, they would raise their sons over there for the tzarech of the para aduma. So this way we knew for sure that they were tar. This was a chumr that they did, being that they were metame the kayin who would burn the para aduma and make him into tful yoim to show that we're not like the tzedukim. So therefore they took on a lot of extra stringencies when it comes to para aduma, so that it shouldn't be light in their eyes. So this is one of them, that they would do, well, they would go through all these, they would do all of this just to prevent any possible chance that maybe there's tumah. Umevian shvarim, and they would bring shvarim, meaning when it was time to get the water now from the shiluach, so they would bring axes to go get the kaihanim to go bring the water. Valgabe and delasis, and on the top of the backs of these axes were doors. The tinaikos yoshin al gaben, and the children that were born in these chatzeres, they would go on top of these doors, on top of the oxen. The chayset shall even be dayim, and they would use stone cups. Stone is not mekabel tumah. Hegiul shiluach. Once they got to the shiluach, once they got to the spring, so yardu l'toicha mayim umilum. They would go into the water. They would fill up the cups with water. Va'alu v'yashu l'hem, and then they would go back up, and they would sit back on these doors. Rabbi Yossi Aymer, Mimkoimo Hayu Mishalshil Mamale, then they kever at Tahayim. Rabbi Yossi says there was another precaution that they didn't go into the water, rather they stayed on top of these doors, and they would have some sort of pulley system to put the cup into the water, and then they would draw the cup up with the water, while staying on top of the doors. In this way, there was no need for the child to go into the water, and maybe there's a kever at Tahayim there, maybe there's a kever, maybe there's a person that's buried in that spot underneath the water. The Rashi explains that the Tanakama didn't use this Eitzah because the Tanakama holds that for the Paraduma, Stama, Halacha Paraduma, is that you weren't allowed to draw the water in such a way. For Rabbi Yossi, all that you were allowed to, so therefore this is another precaution that they did. Now, Vitani, we learned in the Braisa, and this is the significance for our Amud, is that we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, lo hayim evi delasleis. No, they couldn't use delasleis, they couldn't use doors, el shvarim. Rather, what they used was just the shore itself, the backs of the shore. The back of the shore was the oil separating any possible tumma that was on the way to the shiluach from being metameh the children that were on top, the children kehanim that were on top. There was no doors separating the tumma, that potential tumma from the kehanim, rather the shor itself. Now the question is that we said before that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that an oil that's not made by a person is not an oil. Well, frank the Gemara vashvarim the oil sheino asir b'dei adamu v'katani Rabbi Yehuda Aymer lehayim mevien d'los is oil shvarim. The axes are not made, are not man-made. And Rabbi Yehuda seems to hold that worked as an oil. That worked as an oil to separate any potential tumma from affecting the kehanim sitting on top. Says the Gemara, Ki Asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, so Amar Rabbi Lazar, he said in the name of Rabbi Lazar, that Maida Rabbi Yehuda Kumayagrev, that even though Rabbi Yehuda holds an oil that's not made by a person is not an oil, that's only if you have an oil that's a tefach. However, Rabbi Yehuda's Maida, if the oil is bigger than a tefach, it's a Kumayagrev, it's a fistful, so then even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that an oil is considered an oil even if it's not made by a person. In Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned in a Braisa like this as well, Umaida Rabbi Yehuda Bashkifin Ubenikik. Slime, Rabbi Yehuda is made by rocks which fall and they create a crevice, or they're naturally a crevice is created into the rocks, and it's Kumay Agrif. So then Rabbi Yehuda is made them that it is considered an oil even though it wasn't man made. Well, frak the Gemara, if you're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda is made that any time it's a Kumay Agrif, so it doesn't have to be man made, so then why can't the door be the oil? The katani, the door is many Malay Agrifin. The katani, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, lo hayu mevien delasleis el shvarim. Rabbi Yehuda seemed to have said that they couldn't use the delasleis, instead they used the backs of the shore. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye lo hutzruchu lavi delasleis. Rabbi Yehuda didn't mean to say that they couldn't use the delasleis, that they shouldn't use the delasleis. Rabbi Yehuda just meant to say that there was no need for the extra labor of bringing doors. They could just use the backs of the shore as the oil. Rava says, no, you are right in your assumption. That Rabbi Yehuda held that they couldn't use delasleis. But the reason is not because it's not considered an oil. Avad it is considered an oil because it's a Malayagrif. Rather, the reason is Mimnesha Daita Shotino Gaso love. The reason is because if you use the doors, a Tinoch sees that, he sees, oh wow, look, I have all the space in the world. Shema Yoitzi Raisha Yachan Me'evarif, and he'll become haughty, he'll take it lightly, and he might end up by mistake putting his head over the side, or one of his limbs over the side, V'yitame, he'll become Tame Bekever at Tohaim, with a kever that's a mace that's maybe buried on the way to the Shiluach. Tanya Kavasi de Rava, we have a Braisa which says like this reason of Rava, that this understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda meant to say dafka not to use the doors, but not because it's not an oil, rather for this side reason. The Braisa says, mamish like Rava, it says Rabbi Yehuda, oimer lo hayu mevien delasleis kalikar, that the dafka did not use delasleis, bibnesha daita shotino gasolov, because it could make the das of the tina haughty, so to speak, shame yaitzi reisha echad mevara vitame, and maybe he'll stick over the side, one of his head or one of his limbs, and he'll become tame bekevra tohaim. Hella instead, Mavian Shvarim and Mitzriim, they would use Egyptian axes, Shekreisei Sehen Rechavais, which had extra wide bellies, Vatinaikas Yoishvan al Gabayan, and the Tinaikas would sit on top of them, and that would be the oil which separated from any potential Keverat Tohim. The Kaisa shall even be Dain, and now once we mentioned the Braisa, so we just finished the Braisa, and the Braisa says that they would go to the Shiluach with stone cups, Hegiul the Shiluach, once they got there, Yardu Umolum, they would go down into the water, Umilum, and they would fill up the cups, Va'alu, go back up, V'yashu would sit back on top of the Shvarim, V'yashu lehan al Gaben, and they would sit back on top of the Shvarim.